Okay, can I get like 1 second? One
Yes.
second. I need to
Yes,
get the
ma'am.
cream out the fridge. I'm literally
Okay.
walking around with the computer just doing stuff trying to stay awake.
Oh no.
Bear with me. Sorry, my cat just keeps getting in my way. All right, I'm back.
Okay, that's understandable. Alrighty, so are you do you know how to look at your QA scores and stuff through the TAS system?
Well, my computer, for some reason, when I go onto the website, my computer's been acting up, so I haven't been able to see my that I'm not able to see it on Internet Explorer. I'm not able to see any of that. But I'm able to log into 5.9.
You can pull it up through Google Chrome. You don't have to. Let me try to send you the link. When we get off the phone, I'll send you the link and then you can go. I'll show you how to look at your QAs because I mean you need to try to keep up with them. Because they do not come through your email anymore like they used to. Alrighty, so QA, they did mark you off on four calls. Two of them were Penguin and then two of them were Koala calls. And I did review them. There was another call they marked you off on yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. And I did dispute that one because I felt like you did express enthusiasm a little bit. So I did dispute that one. But these four that you just got QA'd on, it's you got a 75 on the calls. But I did review them myself. And from my opinion, I'll even let you review the calls as well. From my opinion, you just kind of you do speak very fast, which I mean, if you do that outside of work, you just kind of gotta, especially on Penguin, the customers are a lot older, as you know, so you gotta kind of slow it down with them. You can't really speak over them as much. Just let them, finish talking or give their email out. Even though we don't need the full email to find the account, still let them finish through with their email, and then, so just slow down when you're speaking. You're not using your please and thank yous as well, which that can help with the failing to express enthusiasm. Using please and thank yous help. Smiling while you're talking. Just kind of being more upbeat. You got to sound more upbeat. Just boost your energy level up a little bit more. Trying to talk to them. I know it's hard. Like I said, you work overnight. You're just sitting there. You're trying to find things to stay awake. But you got to figure something out. So just try those little tips. Hey, this is Kirsten. Thank you for calling customer support. And try to show sympathy towards them. Whenever they say, like on Penguin, they're calling in, they're like, I'm billed $23 and I'm upset. And you're like, okay, can I get your email? Just show sympathy. That'll help you too. Just say, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me help you out today. And then get their email address. Don't just jump straight into their email address. Let's see. So,
Get
yeah.
down. No, Jasper, stop getting up here. Get down. I'm not doing this with you tonight. I don't care about you meowing. I'm sorry. I got a baby in
So
the house.
I understand. All right, so just don't sound so bland. Like I said, the last time I know you received a follow-up email on June 21st regarding the same thing. So just try to work on those tips. You wasn't sounding sleepy like the last time. Last month you were sounding like real sleepy and just real low on the phone. You can hear you a lot better now, and you don't really sound sleepy. You're just kind of speaking fast, like you're trying to get the call over with. Just take your time on them. I mean, it's not like you're going to get another call as soon as you put yourself in ready because you're usually just sitting in ready anyway. So just try to
Well,
take
with
your time on
Penguin,
them.
you have to keep your calls under 2 minutes.
Yeah, but if it's, you don't think of it as in you need to speak very fast. It's not like the calls can be done in 2 minutes, but if you got to do other things other than canceling the account, then it's not going to be under 2 minutes. It's going to be over that. As in, if you need to send something over to Brian or whatever the case would be. So don't think of it like that. So this will be documented since I did send you a follow-up email back on June 21st. So this will not be a follow-up. This will be a coaching and counseling that will be in the system. this does go up under, I know I just spoke to you about your schedule, so this does not go up under the same category as schedule. This goes up under production. So it's just going to go the next step up on production, not for your scheduling. So just make sure you understand that part.
Did you let them scheduling know about what happened? Because in my system, it showed that I was still logged in. My timer was still running, saying I was in for 3 hours and something.
I didn't. I mean, there was nothing placed in Teams or anything. You didn't reach out to Teams at all? Because, I mean, there's nothing, honestly. They're just going to say that you, even though you had the screenshot showing that you was in ready, it's still going to show you in ready status even when you're on a call. So, like, say you're on a call or anything. I'm not sure how. I'm thinking your computer froze. That's the only thing I could think of.
It was still moving. That's why I was like, it wasn't frozen. The time was still moving and the timer for the ready was still moving.
What was the date? Hold on, I have it. Never mind.
Because you had texted me, I was up and everything, just watching it.
I can try to pull a report to see if, because that does say, what, 3 hours and 20 minutes on the red thing.
I did tell Teams my VPN kept going in and out. It just wanted to be on 1 minute and then off the next. It just kept going in and out on its own. Like, I didn't have to restart my computer because it would go back to being active, and then it would just keep... It would keep, like, loading, like it was logging me out and then logging me back in.
Yeah, that's what mine was doing, too. I had to log back in. But it was, like, what did I say that you have been showed that you was logged out? Yeah, since, like, 2:57. All right, well, I'll look into that when we get off of this. I know that you're coaching for your about your schedule. It's in the system, so make sure you go sign that one. And then this one won't be available yet, but I'll let you know when this one's available to sign in the system as well. I'll send you the link to it right now. This is so that you're able to, so you can go there and sign it.
Okay, I see it.
For this scheduling one. Okay. Alrighty, well, like I said, so what are you going to work on now? What are we going to work on? What is your goal?
I guess
from here
being
on
more nice to people.
I mean, it's not really that you're being mean.
I don't really care for I really don't care for what they got going on.
Okay, well, you got to start caring. At least show you care. I mean, you don't have to personally, but just at least act like you do. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you know it's on system. If you need me, just reach out to me.
Okay.
All right, enjoy your shift, Chris.
All right. Bye.